Bienvenidos a Dish Nation, everybody! Hey! As usual, we have a really caliente show for you, serving up, of course, all the big dish on celebrity and entertainment news. So it looks like Kanye West wants Kirsten Dunst to bring it on. We'll also be going thirst trapping with the stars. And also our boy Andrew Freud sits down with the cast of the new live-action film Mulan. That's really exciting. So let's get this party started. Let's check in with the LA crew. Sherry, Heidi, Frank, what's up with you guys? How you doing?
What's up, Chewy? What's going on, Chewy?
What's up? How you doing? And of course, our family in the ATL, Porsche, Headcracking Gary. How you guys doing?
Hello.
Now, Brad is out today, but it's all good. We're going to hold it down. But Heidi, what you got over there first, mama?
Well, I'll tell you what. Some men just never give up. Now, you may know the name Jason Alexander. No, not the guy from Seinfeld. This is Jason Alexander, Britney Spears' ex-husband. Remember, they were married in Vegas. That marriage lasted 55 hours.
That's right. Yes.
Now, Jason Alexander wants Britney's father to leave Britney alone. So this is a pretty involved story. Britney's conservatorship battle is heating up, and so are her fans. Everybody's out protesting to show support for Brit. And Jason Alexander decided to jump on a plane from Louisiana and stand in solidarity with the hashtag Free Britney campaigners right here in Los Angeles. And he told reporters, this is what he told reporters. He said, quote, "I'd love to be back in her life somewhere or another, but this conservatorship is holding that back from happening." He also went on to say that they have kept in contact over the years, but were never really given a fair chance because of her father.
Wow.
So he's hoping to maybe get to see Britney while he's here in Los Angeles.
I get it.
I think he needs some unemployment over in Louisiana. That's the new unemployment. Mm-hmm. Get back together with your rich girl.
So, Sherry, now they were only married, honey, for 55 hours back in 2004. So what did she do to this man, honey, for him to just still have hope?
Well, you know, Britney Spears still got that genie in the bottle.
Oh, no, she got money.
That's Christina.
Oh, that was real? Christina.
You got your blondes mixed up.
That's Stina.
All blonde, white girls. Oh.
She could have been Kirsten Dunst. I don't know.
Well, speaking of Kirsten Dunst, Kanye West is still pledging allegiance to his 2020 presidential campaign. So Kanye posted his 2020 vision campaign banner on social media. It had a pretty diverse variety of regular folks. You know, you see the faces. Some famous ones were actually mixed in there. One of them being Kirsten Dunst, who was not here for it. Now, the shorty from Bring It On was less than thrilled because she took to social media and tweeted, "What's the message here and why am I a part of it?" Do you think Kanye West knows who Kirsten Dunst is, or he just posted a face that looked like it fit what he was going for? What you think, P?
Honestly, I think each person on here represents who he wants to vote for him. He wants, you know, a white woman who is innocent, you know, the American, the look of the American that some people think. Then he has like some black people on there. Then he's got some, you know, Middle Eastern. I don't think he has an idea who this woman is. I guarantee you he has no idea.
Oh. Yeah, most of these people in this picture look like they came with the frame.
Oh, she was.
Maybe he's a Bring It On fan or an Interview with Vampire. You know? She was in that too. Yep. Maybe he's just a fan of hers.
Heidi, that's you're on to something, because maybe this is like the genius of Kanye and she was in Bring It On, so he's telling the other campaign people, bring it on.
Portia, do you really think Joe Biden will get Bring It On from looking at Kanye's poster? You think Mitch McConnell gonna get Bring It On from Kirsten Dunst?
Well, remember a while back when Dax Shepard injured his hand?
Yes.
The daredevil has done it again. Yes, on his podcast, Dax talked about a motorcycle crash that he recently had while riding his bike at the Sonoma racetrack here in California.
Jeez.
Yeah, he's really banged up this time. He has 4 broken ribs. He has a broken clavicle. That's his collarbone.
Oh, right here.
In 3 places. And he injured the same hand that he injured before. Jesus. Now, you'd think a father of 2 young girls and married to Kirsten Dunst.
Kirsten Bell.
Married to Christina Aguilera.
Dating Britney Spears. Now, you think being a dad of 2 little girls and being married to Kristen Bell, that'd be enough of a thrill
for him. You're done. Done writing.
Approving that a guy who lives with 3 women is on a death wish. Yeah, he said he's feeling a bit guilty for doing something dangerous, yes, but that he doesn't see himself permanently quitting motorcycles. He said, you know, I might be willing to quit for maybe the remainder of 2020.
Hey, Dax, you're not that good at it.
No. Apparently, he's like the super Dave Osborne of acting. You know what I mean?
If you don't want to take out the trash, just say, I don't want to take out the trash.
Oh, right. Right. Now, if you were in Kristen's shoes, would you tell Dax to, or would you tell him anything?
With a husband that looks like him, I get the feeling she's used to pumping him up. She's used to telling him, baby, you can do everything. Baby, you can do this. This is one thing she should say, baby, you're not good at anything besides things in the house that are safe. Because it literally, this man hurts himself going to the mailbox. Like, he needs to stop. She got to tell him the truth. You are big and strong, but give me that big and strong in the bedroom. Don't give me that big and strong outside the house.
Oh, my.
What kind of advice do you give Dax, Frank? You say give it up altogether? You're not good at it?
Well, this was, looking at, he was at the Sonoma racetrack, and it's a closed track, and it was his first time. So when you go out there and you're a motorcycle enthusiast, and you can actually open up your bike and see what it can do and what you can do, that's a bucket list thing. So you've done it once. Now stop it, Dax. I still ride, but I'm not Evel Knievel. I'm Mr. Cruiser. Get yourself a nice road glide with the big saddlebags on the side and take long journeys.
Just cruise.
You don't need to be jumping cars and driving.
Are you talking about that motorcycle that all those old men be riding? That big old motorcycle with those bags on it?
The bags.
I think we got it.
Before we take a commercial break, instead of tea, today I'm a changed man. And I think y'all should clap on that, Cass. Clap.
Okay. I'm popping for you, Gary.
I'm a changed man.
For you, Poppy.
And I want to give a huge dish shout out to Mr. Tyler Perry and the Perry Foundation for being selected for the Television Academy's 2020 Governor's Award. It's all in recognition of contributions to television, his fight for social justice, and giving back, amongst other things.
Oh, Tyler, so if you're watching, I hope you are. I'm an actress. I would love to, if you need anybody to do anything in anything you're doing, please reach out to me.
Hey. I would like to say to Tyler, congratulations, Tyler. Everything that I ever auditioned for that you didn't cast me in, I'm still here waiting. I've auditioned for
staff.
Maybe I need to do like a billboard. Maybe I'll put a billboard up. I know Tyler says don't do that, but I think I might. I might do the billboard.
It worked for one lady.
That's right, guys. Huge congrats to you, Tyler Perry. We love you. Keep doing your thing and stay tuned because Sherry, we have Thirst Trapping with the Stars coming up, and in honor of our brand new host, it's going to be all about the men's, baby, and you don't want to miss that.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, guys, it's time for
Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
That's right, Sherry. In honor of you joining Dish Nation, this Thirst Trapping with the Stars will be all about the men. So, sorry, guys, take you a back seat. Okay, first we have the champagne poppy, Drake. He dropped this photo on his Insta story, and it looks like he's just got done working out. He's all sweaty, you know. Everything's like glistening and everything all over his body. And he's holding a really big beverage. So, Sherry, you go first. What do you think? Is this a thirst trap or not?
Okay, I love my poppy, but I think he is so thirst trapping. Look, Portia, he's in an elevator, so it's showing his body in all of the different mirrors. He's got the little big water bottle so artfully placed. And this is what I don't like when men do this. When you wear shorts and one part of the shorts is caught up in your thighs, it
makes you look like you got a big print.
Sweaty thighs.
I hate thirst trapping. Yeah.
All right, y'all, honey. Up next, y'all, is Lenny Kravitz. And baby, Miss Sherry, shared this shirtless picture, honey, where he's feeding his dogs, and he simply said, Portia, 1:11 p.m. Now, y'all, is he fooling anybody out by using those damn dogs in the picture, or does this make it even more of a thirst trap?
Listen, this is a thirst trap. Number one, he used the filter to accentuate his curves, okay? That filter brings out every ab muscle he could possibly have, and he's got beautiful dogs. So the whole thing, looks like you could frame it in a frame and put it on your wall. It's a thirst trap.
It's a thirst trap.
It's a thirst trap.
He said, do you want to go my way, honey? That's what I'm liking, child. So, hey.
Next up is my secret crush, CNN news anchor Chris Cuomo. Now, he
He's hot.
Yeah, Chris Cuomo is hot. That politics stuff just turns me on. Now, I'm going to tell you, Chris Cuomo did not post this himself. His daughter, Bella, she shared this TikTok video, which shows Chris and his wife, Christina, in front of the mirror. And she said, me trying to say goodnight to my parents during their 20-step night routine.
This little girl needs to get a whooping. Because
get out of here.
Not her strapping at all. She caught them slipping.
Showing her mom in her lingerie onesie. Like, what? She's exposing everything.
Portia, they didn't look like they didn't like it. I mean, now look, he's letting her. Chris Cuomo, he is shirtless and he's looking good. Christina is in her lingerie. I don't think they minded it. Now, but here's the thing. Chris is flossing his teeth. Does that kind of make it sexy, thirst trappy? Well, what do you think?
This is fine because the wife obviously has a onesie on. She looks hot. He's got a hot body. But if you're really coming in for reals, you would catch it. Like, I'm in there brushing my tongue, gagging myself. Mom, get out. I don't want to be on TikTok right now. Because, listen, let's be honest.
Right.
When you're in the bathroom right before bed, you're not doing a bunch of sexy stuff necessarily. Mm-mm.
When I eat Fritos before bed, you know you're not getting nothing because I got the hot breath and the bonnet.
Oh,
so you have Fritos on your teeth?
Oh my gosh.
Frito breath.
Okay.
All right. We have one last one. Last but not least, we have Wilson Cruz from Star Trek Discovery and 13 Reasons Why. Great show. He loves a good thirst trap, but this time it's for a good cause. He dropped this pic and said, if you're in Southern Cali, I hope you're staying cool and hydrating, but now that I have your attention, now is a good time to finally go to vote.org and or census.gov and be heard, be counted. So what do you guys think?
Good job.
Does it still count as a thirst trap if you are sort of wrapping it in a charitable cause?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's always even doper when a thirst trap with a cause. I bet you more people know who he is now and maybe even clicked on a link and is going to register to vote. So shout out to him.
I love an older man. Well, I guess my age. That's not older. That's my age. I love it.
You had to bring that back.
That's considered older for you if he's your age. He's older.
I know. We like playmates.
Now that that horrible segment is over, stick around for Andrew Freund.
I know.
He sits down with Jet Li and the cast of Mulan. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. So our buddy Andrew Freund sat down with the amazing cast of the live-action Mulan. It's finally getting released on September 4th on Disney Plus. Now, this interview was done BC, before COVID. So keep that in mind. You're thinking everybody's sitting too close to one another, okay? Check it out.
You're a war hero. You've already made many great sacrifices.
My father cannot fight, so I will take his place.
Now, let's just first have a discussion about how badass Mulan is. Talk to me about how powerful she is and the qualities a warrior princess must possess.
She is so badass, but she is completely human, completely female, and only completely powerful when she loses the disguise of looking like a boy and commits to her own power, her strength, her femininity, and let's face it, her great hair.
That's true. You've got great hair.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Thank you. Now, I know that you have four daughters. Is that correct?
Yes.
So was, you know, having four daughters and this being such an important story, was that one of the reasons why you wanted to be a part of this movie?
That's why when they start making this film, they tell me you want to make it. I cry, concerned. I turn down and say, no, I don't want to make it because the story too old. Everybody, without watching, I already know the story. You know, quite difficult to make well-known movies.
Yeah.
So my daughter, she was 15 at the time. She said, can you make the movie for me?
You can't say no to your daughter.
Yes. Now I make the movie. And I'm so glad my daughter put me in the film. You know, I work with all the women in the set, on the set, director, choreographer, you know, art designer, everybody woman. I love it. I watched it yesterday. I think even old story, but still have a lot of detail fresh idea. I hope you like it.
And how are you, like, when you're in the costume and you're on your horse or you're fighting, like, is
I'm in character. It's all about the character.
Yeah. So is that stuff heavy?
Very heavy.
So don't you get tired?
Horrible. I get tired. It actually affected my performance. Sometimes I hate heavy materials, especially when I have to swing the sword. When you swing the sword, it's hard because you get tangled up and you get caught, and you know, there's just the range of motion is limited, right? So it was not comfortable.
Obviously, there's a lot of merchandise being made. Your face is everywhere. What's kind of the more interesting pieces of merchandise you've seen with your face?
What do you call that? The Funko doll.
The Funko, oh, they made
you... Funko doll?
Okay.
Have you not seen it?
I haven't seen it yet.
Go see it, it's really cute.
Are you gonna have it in your house? Are you gonna have all the stuff, all the props?
I want some free gifts for sure, yeah.
Obviously, Mulan is an action hero. Who were some of your action heroes? From movies or TV shows?
There's so many of them. Right now, it's Mulan. It's all about Mulan.
Yeah.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, you remember when Oprah launched a book club and had everybody running to that sacred temple called the bookstore? Well, she told us about. Well, there's a new subscription service book club called Literati, and they just launched 5 celebrity book clubs. And NBA's Golden State Warriors legend, Steph Curry, is the head of one of them. And now Steph named his club Underrated, and he told the press that he's excited to launch his book club and wants to highlight storytellers who have been overlooked. Now, Chewy, would you go to an athlete like Steph Curry for book recommendations?
Absolutely. He's a 3-time NBA champion. He's a 6-time NBA All-Star. He's a savvy businessman. He's a great father. I'm going to take some suggestions and life advice from Steph Curry. And when it comes to books, I'll definitely be checking in. So that's a yes for me, yeah.
No doubt.
Aww. I love the fact that Steph Curry said he wants to highlight authors that have been overlooked. He also said he wants to highlight women who are diverse. And I just want to let you know, Steph Curry, I wrote a book called Permission Slips. I got 2,000 copies in my garage that nobody bought. So if you want to highlight somebody.
Right now? Are you being real?
I'm for real. I got 2,000 books in my garage.
Well, send me one.
The new I'm one to read it.
I'll send you one. I'll buy one.
Yeah.
I'll buy one.
I'm trying to get rid of these books, Steph Curry.
Actually, the last book I did read was I Used to Be a Miserable.
Who wrote that? Sounds like a good quarantine read.
I know it's very timely right now, but I have read it twice because it's an amazing book. If you want to get to know Kamala Harris, she is a badass woman, tough as nails. Her book is called The Truths We Hold, An American Journey, and it truly is. I've read it twice now.
Oh, wow.
It's really, really good.
I want to get that book.
I love this. Dish Nation Book Club.
I'm reading books for dummies.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.